Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Once upon a time in Texas, beauty has been nothing but a curse to Penelope Snow. When she becomes a personal maid for a famous actress whose troupe is leaving Chicago to tour the West, she hides her figure beneath shapeless dresses and keeps her head down. But she still manages to attract the wrong attention, leaving her prospects in tatters and her jealous mistress plotting her demise. After his brother lost his life over a woman, Texas Ranger Titus Kingsley has learned to expect the worst from women and is rarely disappointed. So when a young lady found in a suspicious circumstances takes up residence with the seven old drovers living at his grandfather's ranch, Titus is determined to keep a close eye on her. With a promotion hanging in the balance, Titus is assigned to investigate a robbery case tied to Penelope's acting troupe, and all evidence points to Penelope's guilt. But Titus might just be convinced that the fairest woman of all has a heart as pure as her last name, if only he can prove it.
Okay, fairest of heart. I love this one, but I was going to bring little buzzers for us to try a little game with it. Like, who can match the drovers with the original dwarfs? Like, who's who? Okay. Do you remember?
I can't remember all their names.
I have a cheat sheet. Does that count?
But I was like, some of them was really easy.
Okay.
Okay, who was Sleepy?
Angus.
Yes.
See, I can't
remember. Yeah. I remember Angus because he was always like snoring and stuff like that.
Okay.
Who was Sneezy?
Dusty.
Yep. Dusty.
I feel like a cheater right now, though.
Well, you're helping us because we've all read these probably a while back, I'm assuming. Yeah. Who was Grumpy?
Jeb.
Yes.
Tiffany Arroyo.
He was my favorite. Who was Doc?
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor.
He was Doc.
Who is
Dopey?
Titus's grandfather.
Yeah.
So when people
he was Doc.
Who was Dopey?
Rowdy.
Yeah. Rowdy.
Rowdy.
That was like the one with the jewel.
Yeah. Yes. I loved him.
Yeah. I love Rowdy. I'm like, I want to bring Rowdy home with me. Mm-hmm. Did we get them all?
Who was Happy?
Happy.
Happy was Ike.
And then, who'd we miss?
Coy was Bashful.
Oh, yeah. Bashful. Yeah.
Which the names cracked me up. Like, Coy. Uh-huh. Bashful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She did a really good job pairing them up. All right, what was your overall like reaction to the story? Like anything that popped out to you? These are obviously it's based off of Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White.
I'm thinking of a different one. I got all my fairy tales mixed up. It's based off Snow White. Do you feel like she did a really good job of turning it into like a Western story and keeping those fairy tale elements?
I think she did.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and I like how she was like cleaning their house and all that, and like she, Snow White did
and
that
cooking,
and cooking and mending their clothes. That was,
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm just making some adjustments to the soundboard here. Okay, anything that stuck out or any part of it that you just really enjoyed?
I don't say it was enjoyable, but even keeping it close to the story, the way like Narcissa treated Cecil, it was the huntsman, like through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, kind of broke your heart. At the same time, I was like, wow, it was really clever how she did all that.
Mm-hmm. I know. I thought she did a really great job. Have you ever read her? She did one on the Christmas Carol. Have you ever read that? Where she turned it into a Western? It's really good.
Now I gotta look that one up.
put the title and the link on the blog post for this episode. But yeah, it's a great one. Maybe we bring that in December.
That'd
we
be
might
fun.
For mm-hmm. some of those Christmas novellas.
Okay.
I will. Who was your favorite character then in it? And is it the same favorite character you had in the original fairy tale when you read that?
Man, that's a long time since I've seen that movie. You know.
Especially if you didn't watch the one that just came out and was, according
seen
to
that
the
one.
World, terrible. So
I mean, didn't see that one.
I'm like, I'm not going to go watch that.
I think Lynn did.
I don't know if I would say I had a favorite character. I love the old man, the drovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're different.
I like Jeb. Just the attitude was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it might be this. Because in Snow White, Grumpy is, it's like he's so grumpy, it's comical.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he is around her and how soft he gets
yes.
around her, I absolutely love.
Yeah.
I would say probably Jeb and Rowdy were my favorite. But it could just be because I'm a sucker for those
the
types
underdog.
Of people. So. I mean, like, the grumpy people, I'm like, I'm just going to be so nice, you don't have any option but to be nice back.
Yes.
I'm going to break through that grumpy wall. And then, of course, Rowdy, I mean, I just love helping those people. So
yeah.
I was trying to find, especially Jeb, when in the knife scene. When she pulls out the knife, and he's like, no, you hold it like this.
Yeah.
And just like, yes.
Oh, yeah, when they first discover
yeah,
her.
Yeah, when they first find her.
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, and you then, gotta do it this
way.
She
was like, wait, he's giving me tips on how to hold this knife and attack him back? And,
yeah.
That's too
Thank
funny.
Goodness Rowdy did his wandering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to find her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew exactly what he was saying, by the way, when Titus was like, I don't know what you want, Rowdy. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's saying, help her. Yep. Maybe it's because I work with kids.
Yes.
Decipher that. That gibberish. Yeah, I loved it. I think, and I know we're going to talk about each of the fairy tales that she wrote a book mm-hmm. on, but I think she did an excellent job, like, sticking to
mm-hmm.
the traditional fairy tale, but turning it into these wonderful cowboys that we can love, because, you know, we love cowboys here.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
As noted by Behind Us, Can I? anything else that popped out that you just wanted to share about the book?
I'm really glad, like, I know Titus lost, you know, his brother, but I'm glad he kind of got over that and didn't let him stop him from, you know, pursuing love, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, his immediate distrust of her because she's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, too, the whole thing behind, what's her name? Narcissa. Yeah, Narcissa. It's not necessarily... She does want to remain like the most beautiful one on stage,
mm-hmm.
but her thing it all has to do with a crime she's committing. I'm not gonna tell what. As she goes from town to town to town, and then the way she hides things, I thought that was interesting.
Yes,
I mean she was pretty devious, but
yes,
and then her huntsman. I felt bad for him. I really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't know, in the original fairy tale, did you ever feel bad for the huntsman?
I did. It's just that whole love is blind thing. Like, it's just he loved her so much that he did anything for her.
Yeah.
And she took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the heartbreaking part, is knowing someone cares that much about you and using them is just icky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did feel bad for him in the end, but. But he also always had a choice.
He did.
I had to remind myself of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready to look at the ratings?
Sure.
Okay. So what is the romance level? Oh, and let me just do a quick reminder for anyone who's new to the show. When we do the ratings of the elements, an espresso means there's just a little bit like an expression of it in there. A mocha is there's a medium amount, and a latte means there's a lot. Okay? We love our coffee here. We each have our coffee this morning, except Jessica. She went with lemonade. She's not much of a coffee drinker. So, but by the way, Jamie, I was going to tell you, I am now drinking coffee straight. Like, I'll do the lattes and stuff, but I finally got myself to where I can drink it straight. It's like a taste you have to acquire.
Oh, yeah. I think the older you get, the blacker your coffee gets.
But we've been trying to be healthier, and they say straight coffee is better for you and actually helps, like, clean your liver. So.
I thought you were going to say something else. I did too.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about cleaning that part.
But it is okay if you don't like coffee.
It is. You can have lemon water. Lemon water is good for that too. So, but anyways, a little healthy tidbit there. All right. What would you give the romance level in this book?
I'd say mocha.
I'm going to go latte. Not latte. Sorry. Espresso.
I think I'm going to go with espresso, too.
Yeah, I'd probably say
okay. She was so
It's been
innocent.
A while.
Yeah.
For you, Jessica, though, it might
if
be.
She really sticks to that fairy tale. There's just not a lot until the very end. When
yes.
Kiss. Yeah. I think she's
really extremely innocent. And
yeah. I mean, there's definitely the romantic tension.
Oh, yeah.
Give you that. What about the suspense level?
Say mocha.
I'd go mocha too.
Yeah, mocha.
Just different events in there that are kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen? Of course, we know because we know the fairy tale. But anyways, okay, what about the mystery level?
Mocha.
Yeah.
Mocha.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised at how much mystery she was able to weave into that. Because we all know the story of Snow White. I almost said Sleeping Beauty again. I am really stuck on Sleeping Beauty for some reason. Okay, guys. And then inspirational level?
I'd say mocha to a latte because there was just so many times where, I mean, it just seemed like impossible situations, but then she's always like, you know, God brought me this far. He's not going to abandon me now.
Yeah.
There was that constant reminder.
Definitely had that, like, yes, persevering with faith. Yeah. What about the drama level?
Espresso?
Yeah. I was going to go with espresso, too. I don't think there's a ton of drama in it. Mainly because it's a fairy tale, I guess.
Yeah.
Could be. All right. What is your overall lasso rating of Fairest of Heart?
Who's going first?
Nobody wants to answer first.
I say, I don't know, a two?
I think I'd go two.
Two.
Yeah. I think she did really well. It was a great story.
I was going two and a half. So
I was landing on a 2.5.
Yeah.
It was a good book. A solid book.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And part of it could be just simply because we know the.
Yeah.
The fairy tale behind it. So it's like you kind of know how it's going to play out. So it may not grip. It's gripping, but you know, it's not as gripping as a fresh read. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But absolutely love the way you turned these into cowboy romances. So, all right. So that is Fairest of Heart. And next week we'll talk about If the Boot Fits, which is going to be based off
Cinderella.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.